أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, please recite a salawat. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for being able to come this far in the month of Ramadan. And we ask Him to forgive us for our shortcomings in taking advantage of this great opportunity He has given us. And if He hasn't forgiven us up to this point in this blessed month, that He forgives us on this night, inshallah. One of the concepts that we find in our du'as is the concept of rahmah, divine mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously every time we read Quran or begin hopefully our activities, we start with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the names that we remember of His primarily or ar-Rahman and ar-Rahim, both of which have to do with rahmah or mercy. Divine mercy is not limited to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessing us with the material means and what have you. And rahmah is not one of those names that is limited to the divine, or like the name mutakabbir, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one that has that. No one else is allowed to and can be mutakabbir. But rahmah is something we are supposed to have. Human beings are in need of receiving rahmah and giving rahmah, both ways. Showing mercy and being shown mercy and rahmah. We're in need of that. We need to see people showing us love, that's mercy. That's that they care for us. And we need to show that to people. That is a need that all people have. And the part we're focusing on is the giving part, giving rahmah. This is one of the things that we're supposed to do. Show mercy, show kindness. There's different forms of it towards different people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran tells us that this rahmah should be shown to the believers. This is one area we have it. Recite salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Walladhina ma'ah. Ashidda' ala al-kuffar ruhama' baynahum. Amongst themselves, this is Surah Fath, the last verse. Amongst themselves, believers show rahmah, which means all of what we mentioned, showing love, showing care, saying good words, being forgiving, all of those are included in the concept of rahmah between believers. Sometimes, a lot of times, I think, we miss out on that. We miss out on giving, showing mercy, showing care, showing rahmah to others. We are in need of giving that care. And of course, giving it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially in the context of family, especially. So it's first the circle that's included in this, that we need to make sure we show that rahmah to his ruhama baynahum, believers. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about marriage, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَهُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. God has put between husband and wife, which is the most important component in a family, are the husband and wife coming together, and keeping it together keeps everything else together. The relationship between the husband and wife, which then become the mother and father, has a direct impact on the children. Rahmah, God says we have put this naturally at the beginning of marriage. There is rahmah. There's a lot of show of kindness and mercy, loving each other, saying kind words. All of that's there at the beginning of it, but gradually it starts to diminish. And I see a lot of smiles on this side, the brother's side. I guess everybody knows what I'm talking about. We have to keep it up, right? As difficult as sometimes it is, because we always, and it goes for both sides, right? As brothers and sisters, as difficult as sometimes it is, because I think I'm right and she's wrong, she thinks she's right, I'm wrong. Okay. And nobody's willing to accept that I'm at fault. And we hold all of that within. We hold all of that within. And then so when we want to show that love, when we want to show that kindness, we want to say good words, it just doesn't come. Doesn't come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, however, there must be. There needs to be. And there's a lot of ahadith stressing on this in different ways. Different ways. One of the ahadith, which is said in a context which is not really relevant to our discussion here, but I think a general principle is mentioned in this hadith. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi said, "Man la yarham, la yurham." Whoever does not show mercy, they will not be shown mercy by Allah. Okay. If you want Allah to show His mercy to you, you show mercy to people. To whom? To these people that were mentioned. Recite salawat, please. So yeah, in the community, brothers, sisters, and the family, all of those areas, we are in need of showing mercy and rahmah and receiving it. We need it both ways, and the only way for us to be recipients of it is to give. That man la yarham la yurham. God doesn't show you mercy. One of the ways God shows you mercy is through other individuals showing that mercy, kindness, care, nice words. Okay. And a person who is giving that and receiving it feels a lot more fulfilled than a person who is not receiving it. And in order to receive it, the only way is to give it. And we need to give a lot more. Of course, Allah will give us a lot more. If we give more, Allah will give us more through people and otherwise. The most important mercy that we're looking for is His mercy. And if we reach the point where we realize that any mercy shown to us, any rahmah shown to us, is God's, and we actually want His, we want to make sure that every mercy we feel, every kindness we feel, every love we feel is actually from Him, pleased. He's pleased with it. And that the day that we are going to, inshallah, come to the complete realization that He is the only one that's there, which is the day that we enter the grave. That's the day that we read in the month of Ramadan. This was, especially in Dua Abu Hamza al-Thumali, this was mentioned many, many times. We ask Allah in those duas to be merciful to our loneliness in the grave, right? Loneliness in the grave. The fact is, it's not loneliness. You're not alone. Allah is there. We are used to not seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeing everything else, seeing people, seeing our family members, seeing friends. We can't live without them. we don't feel comfortable without them. We don't realize that He's the one. Ya anisa man la anisa lah is not suggesting that some of us have an anis, some of us have companions, some of us have people that are close to us and we're able to relate to them, we're able to communicate to them, converse with them, feel close to them. And there are those who don't have them. And we say God is the anis, the companion of those who don't have such companions. That's not what is being mentioned. If you pay attention to it and you realize tawheed and all, ya anisa man la anisana, none of us have an anis other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, truly, in reality. There's a day that we will realize that. We will see that. For those who have gotten used to not seeing Allah and only seeing others, it will be a very lonely feeling. For those on the other hand, that we're trying to get closer to Allah, like Musa, I think we mentioned this one of the previous nights, he said, Rabbi arani anzur ilayk, I want to see you. Right, for someone that is close to Allah, getting closer, and he just can't take being away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they enter the grave, that is the most beautiful moment because their eyes open up to that reality and they're able to see the divine. Of course, not with these eyes, as Amir al-Mu'mineen says, but the eyes of the heart, as they're witnessing that is beyond imagination and is the most enjoyable thing. And that is the greatest rahmah that can be received. That is the greatest rahmah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, recite a salawat please. I'm not sure of the first part of the verse. I think it says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَجَعَلَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ وَلِذَٰلِكَ خَلَقَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for this great mercy, the greatest rahmah that we can receive is that proximity of the divine. And in concluding this conversation that we had, one of the paths to get to that qurb, that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to show love, kindness, mercy, good words, which includes a whole list of things, right? It's not only saying the right things, saying nice things, saying to your spouse, I love you, or your children, and hugging and so on and so forth. It's not only that, it also includes that when they show you behavior that is not correct, it is not appropriate, it is not right, they did wrong you, they did say something that was wrong, part of that rahmah is to just forget, act as though you didn't see that, you didn't hear that. Nothing happened, right? Nothing happened. That's part of rahmah. That's the rahmah that God shows us. If we want to be shown that type of rahmah, let's show that to others that are around us, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, to bless our community, to bless our hearts, to bless our families, to bless our community with more functioning families in quantity and quality. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us His mercy and to allow us to show it to each other, which pleases Him and the Imam of our time. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the return of our Imam. We ask Him to allow us to be His true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping His cause, especially the ulama, our maraja, and our leader. O Allah, forgive us all of our sins. Forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who have passed away, those who are alive. And we ask You, we all have hajat, we have needs, we have requests. We ask You by the right of the Ahlul Bayt that You grant all of us our needs, our requests, and that You relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabiya wa Alih. رحم الله من قرأ الفاتحة مع الصلوات